Next for our meeting, we have Vice President Ed Seidel with us to discuss the University of Illinois Research Park.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's get settled here. So thanks. It's a pleasure to be able to be back here. This is the third in a series of presentations on economic development that is being carried out under the auspices of the Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation in my office. And so just to remind you, we talked about a couple of months ago about the promise and the excitement around the Discovery Partners Institute, as President Killeen gave you a bit of an update today. Continue to be excited about that for the future. At the last meeting, I described the activities around the Illinois Ventures, and we're, just to remind you, one particular fact about that, that small venture fund over the years has catalyzed $1 billion in co-investment. And so just an idea about the kind of success we're having with this. And picking up on what Robert said earlier, having bragging rights, we have a lot of bragging rights. We don't brag perhaps enough about everything. Today, I have a terrific story to tell you about the research park that's been operating for almost 20 years, and it's a model for the rest of the country. Very excited about that. And just a couple of numbers to take away to whet your appetite for the rest of the presentation. We have over 100 companies that are there in residence right now. Many of them have been there for a very long time, big companies and small companies. We have over 2,000 staff, including 600 students there, about half graduates and half undergraduate students. They're very active, and I've had the pleasure of going down there and spending an afternoon with the students and the companies, and they're energizing the entire activity there. And we have an incubator activity there that has small companies that are being born out of the university's activities, and they have attracted over $900 million in investments in those companies. And so talk about then what we might do in the future. Well, we're hitting the ground running with things that have been going on for a long time here. The reason that is so successful is we've had a terrific board. I'll describe this in a minute. So Ed McMillan has been the chair of this board since the beginning, and we have Laura Freericks here, who is the director of the research park, and just is a ball of fire and energy, and that's what's making this thing run. So next slide. So just to remind you, we have a pipeline of activities that I've been presenting this at every talk just to let you know how this has been operating. We have Office of Technology Management, one in Chicago and one in here in Urbana-Champaign, that help faculty protect their intellectual property, help get them started if they have ideas for companies, help license the technologies that they develop, and so on. And so they're at the sort of the beginning part of this activity. Then we also have the Illinois Venture Fund, what we talked about last time. And then the two activities I'll talk about today are how we support companies here in Urbana at the Research Park with Enterprise Works, how we support the launching of companies, and then how we support partnerships with existing companies and new companies that we birth right here in town. So these are examples of UROs, university-related organizations, that we have a number of that have operating agreements in conjunction with the Board of Trustees, and the two in particular that are in my ballpark are Illinois Ventures and then the UIRP, the Illinois University of Illinois Research Park, that has activities around both the partnerships with companies, the birthing of new companies, and also a thing called the Illinois University Incubator Network, where we help other organizations across the state in terms of getting incubators started. And there's a lot of expertise here, so we sort of play the role of a good neighbor where we have a lot of expertise and a lot of activities, and so we're helping others across the state get going. So from the operating agreement and the bylaws of the UIRP, the purpose of this LLC is to develop and operate a research park. This is from the original bylaws that I think were developed around 2000, 2001 timeframe, that encourage and facilitate research, development, and commercialization of University of Illinois intellectual assets, and to foster economic growth. Now, over time, that has been broadened to include other geographic areas, and so in principle, there have been activities in Chicago as well and beyond, and we're currently in the middle of a strategic planning process, especially with the Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network that are being developed to understand what is exactly the focus of the UIRP LLC going forward, and so that's part of an ongoing process. We had a terrific retreat last summer with the board of managers, and I'll introduce them in a minute, but this summer, where we spent a whole day just describing to ourselves what we want to do going in the future, brainstorming what we should be doing, particularly with these new developments of the DPI and the IIN. So, just again, as with the Illinois Ventures, in this case, the way this URO operates, the Board of Trustees, this group, is the sole member. So in effect, this is the organization that owns this activity. And then there are operating agreements for services and management, as well as operating, so that the U of I Board of Trustees and the LLC establish basically the rules of the road of how this thing is operated. It's governed by a public-private board of managers that includes industry leaders as well as academic participants, and I serve on the board as a non-voting member representing the sole member here, which is the Board of Trustees. Oops, sorry. So the board members, I want to particularly point out the efforts of the board members who've been here for many years. Ed McMillan, who's been chairing this and from the beginning, so it's a lot due to Ed's efforts that this has all happened over the years. Ed also chairs the Illinois Ventures Board of Managers as well. Pat Daly, Rod Johnson, and Rick Stevens have all put enormous amounts of time and effort into making this successful, both from Champaign area and also from Chicago. And so it's thanks to them that we've made as much progress as we had. Also, there are members from the university community. This includes the Vice Chancellors for Research in Chicago and here in Urbana, and also Professor Liang Liu from the Civil Engineering Department here. It's a pleasure to work with all of them. And then also from the system level, I, Avijit, and Mike Bass are on as non-voting members. Okay, so we have a lot to brag about, but we should really brag about the staff that actually make all of this happen, and that's personified here in Laura. Laura Freericks has been energizing this for, I forgot how many years is it? It's about a decade, roughly a decade. And then I know there are others from that group that are here now, Laura Blyle and Roger West, I think I saw in the back. And then we have Cynthia Fallon, Jenny Kim, and Marissa Sierra, who actually make all of this happen. And now I'm going to turn in a minute to what they do. But it is astounding that this small group is able to do as much as they've actually done over the years. So let's dive into the research park itself. Established about almost 20 years ago in 2000, 200 acres are allocated for the development, about 100 of which are in use now. So we talk about the 62-acre site in Chicago for the DPI. We have a lot more than that here, and it is being built out at a rate that is we're filling up with new partners about as fast as we can build new buildings down there, and it's really tremendous. Over 115 companies are there now. And they work, all of them work with the university in one way or another, either through students or through faculty engagement, sometimes with internships, sometimes on joint research projects, and in all cases, they're involving groups from the university. Over 2,000 employees, so this research park has attracted this level of investment from outside the community here into Champaign-Urbana. with about 650 students. And I had a really interesting discussion with Matt Ando, who's an associate dean in LAS here, who was formerly the chair of the math department, about a number of math PhD students. And so you might think that they might be the last ones to be in this, and yet they're down there. And in fact, not only are they excited and getting experiential learning, they actually finish their PhDs faster than those who don't have these experiences. And so I'm not sure what the reason for that is, but it shows that this is not a distraction at all, and it goes right to the heart of what a lot of our students are actually doing and want to do. We have a terrific public-private partnership with Peter Fox, and Peter may be watching this on the line. I'm not sure. I sent him the telecast information, but he has taken significant risk over the years to invest in this and has built about 15 of the 17 buildings that are there and has been a terrific partner over the years to help make all of this happen. Also, Andrea Rudy, who works with Peter and Fox Atkins to make this happen. All right, so let me just show you a picture of you. You can see the map there. I know it's a little bit compressed. It's a very significant research park activity, including at the south edge. If you know that part of the campus, there is a new sports medicine clinic. I had to go there after attempting the half marathon last year. Got very good care. I'm not running it this year. I might run it again next year, but it takes a little bit of time. But you get a snapshot of the different companies there and the buildings that are built there. There are 17 buildings down there. For example, the Yahoo building and others. It has over 790,000 square feet of constructed space, 17 buildings, 98% occupancy. And there's an agreement that every 3 years, another 120,000 square feet has to be built out. And we've been doing that and then filling it immediately as we go forward. So we're basically space limited. Companies want to come. We're trying to figure out how we can sort of phase them in as we build new buildings. This gives you an idea of the different companies we have involved here. They are in virtually all market sectors. We have them categorized in a particular way here. For example, if you look at engineering, data sciences, and software, you might see there that the AARP is there, so that you don't think of them as an engineering company, but they're very interested, as all these companies are, in big data and in software. And in fact, in our discussions with companies, that's almost always the first topic that comes up, whether they're in retirement planning or if they're in services around finances or if they're in agriculture, et cetera. You'll notice a lot of the big companies in ag, food, and ag are here, and that's a natural for us, and that's a fast-growing area, as well as fintech, financial innovation centers. And I've had the pleasure of being there for some of the rollouts of some of these new offices that have been starting up. For example, just last month, we had an agreement with Monsanto, and the upper left-hand picture, I think I'm standing there on the right edge of that, as if I really helped with that. This is up to Laura and the team that have done all the hard work to do that. There was a competition where Monsanto was deciding where to go, and so after all of that, due to the work of this team, they chose Champaign-Urbana, which didn't surprise me at all. That opens up new doors. So, for example, with the merger of Bayer or Bayer in American, I've lived in Germany, so I still say Bayer, with Monsanto, I've already had a conversation with the chief scientist of Bayer in Germany to talk about potential relationships going forward, particularly at the DPI and also here in Champaign. So, as you can see, there's Brunswick, there's AGCO, financial sector, Huawei, and others, and a lot of companies are coming as fast as we can make room for them. Oh, I think I lost my... Did I lose my... There we go. So about the incubator, Enterprise Works. We have, since the beginning, launched over 250 startups, most of which, I think 70% of which, have stayed in the state. So there is a concern about people leaving and so on, but we provide a good home, we get them off to a good start, and they're actually staying here. There are a lot of activities that have been supported. We have entrepreneurs and residents that come. We have the NSF iCore program, the Innovation Core, which is an interesting program started up at the NSF. President Colleen and I were both at the NSF and actually helped start this program up, where small amounts of money are given by NSF to PIs, that is principal investigators who have NSF funding, in order to help them start up a business based on their research activities. And coupled with that is a network of mentors that help them understand how they actually do this. So just giving people money to start up a company may not be very helpful, but if you combine that with a network of mentors that are experts in this, that's something that really does make a difference. And so we are actually at the site of two of these NSF I-Corps awards. One of them is a local site. Another one is a regional activity that involves, I think it's Michigan and Purdue. And so we're also playing a regional leadership in helping get these things going. As I said before, the companies have raised over $920 million in venture capital funding for companies that have been started up in the enterprise works. We also have things called SBIR, Small Business Innovation Research, and STTR, which are Technology Transfer Awards, that are very small awards of order, could be, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, but not usually a lot more than that. But in total, we have about $100 million worth of those that help develop private-public partnership with university or help small companies explore more innovation activities to sort of allow them to look at next-generation technologies and activities. There's another thing that I'm really proud of. I'm the bragging rights due to Laura, who leads this activity. There's a thing called at the federal level, the Economic Development Administration, that does provide funds for both capital and innovation projects. And so Laura is the PI for a thing called the Illinois University Incubator Network that involves 9 institutions across the state. And it is one thing that allows us, with the expertise and experience here, allows us to play a leadership role across the state in helping others get started in doing this. So I think I'm going to conclude here, except for the future aspects. This small team hosts over 190 events every year. I don't know how you possibly do that many events. So there's some pictures here, everything from having events where people come from across the country and they host and they see this place as a place to come for leadership and experience. I've been to some of these events. They're exciting. They also have a lot of students involved. They try to do matchmaking with companies. They, of course, are working on recruiting new companies. Conferences are held down there at the iHotel. If you haven't had a chance to go down there, I would really encourage it. In fact, perhaps we could organize a visit there. I'll just say, when I was years ago at LSU, I was trying to start up a new operation called the Center for Computation and Technology. That was an economic development activity involving 6 universities across the state of Louisiana. And I brought a team up here to Champaign-Urbana to see what was going on here. It's just an exemplar for us to learn. So I've had my eye on this for a very long time. So where are we going in the future on this? Well, we will continue to expand. We'd also like to, as we recruit more companies, we'll be expanding and building more buildings, and we have space there. There are some things we'd really like to do in terms of the environment. We'd like to make it more of a live, learn, work, play environment that has more local amenities, and so we're talking a lot about how to do that. There is a restaurant down there now at the iHotel, and the hotel and other things. There's a daycare center, and so we're thinking about building more. There are some things that we would like to move or sort of remediate in some way. We have a feed mill and a swine area and so on. So these are things that have been there historically. It's a big lift to think about how exactly to handle that and how to move them or what to do with them, but we're thinking a lot about that. And we'd like to, in particular, improve accessibility to downtown Champaign, and there's a lot of interest in doing that. We work very closely with the local communities, the mayors of Champaign and Urbana on these things. So we're also thinking about something like a graduation space for the incubators. So we have companies that are formed in this building, and we'd like to have another space where they sort of go to the next stage for their development, and this is a high priority. We've been talking a lot about how to do that. There will be a new development agreement. The current one with Fox Atkins expires in 2021, so that is going to be then renewed or recompeted, and we're looking at what to do with that going forward. We're thinking a lot about how to make sure that we continue to strengthen this as we also plan the Discovery Partners Institute, but this will clearly be a node in the IIN that we've talked about a number of times, and we're thinking about how to then also create regional management structures that connect that with Springfield and other communities that we're working with as we go forward. We're in the middle of a strategic planning process, and I think we'll be finished with that by the summer. So if there are any questions, I'm happy to take them, and Laura as well. Thank you.
Questions or comments for Dr. Seidel?
Well, I've got to at least make a comment. Number one, thanks, Ed, for bringing the update. I appreciate it. A little bit of history I'd like to insert. Back when this was started by the Board of Trustees, about 2000, two trustees took the leadership, Dr. Ken Schmidt, Dr. Jeff Ginsdorf, were really instrumental in getting the research park going forward and served on the board initially. I actually started serving on the board as an external member and then eventually got involved as a trustee. I'd like to also acknowledge, as you did, Fox Atkins and Peter Fox in particular. As you look at the success of this park compared to others around the country, and there have been other successful ones also, I think the willingness of Fox Atkins to support this initiative, a rather unusual structure going forward, has been critical to the success of this going forward. And last but not least, thank Laura. You talked about Laura. I think Laura's been involved since she got out of school. She's been in it all the way through, and you're right, the enthusiasm, the support, the approach to where we go from here, the connection between the research park and UIUC, Chancellor Jones, and moving together collaboratively has been a tremendous success. So this has not been accidental. It's been the effort of a lot of individual people, and Laura in particular, thank you for your leadership.
I suspect a lot of the success of this whole endeavor relates to my fellow trustee, Ed McMillan, as well, and I want you to know that we all greatly appreciate your efforts and hard work.
I just try to stay out of the way. That's my job.
Just a comment from me. I mean, this research park has grown, I believe, Laura, about twice the pace of Research Triangle Park, order of magnitude. So its ascent has been very, very strong, and I just wonder whether you'd like to comment on the aspects of the oversight and management that may have led to that degree of success and your thoughts about next steps as well. I'd be helpful to hear Laura, I think, perhaps.
Well, thank you, and thank you to the Board of Trustees in allowing this structure to be in place that has allowed it to be nimble. It's allowed it to engage in public-private partnerships, as was described in its development relationships, using university land and returning value to the community. I think it's also important to note that we're taking what would have been tax-exempt land of the university and turning it into taxable property when we use a private developer and put private companies that contribute to our local school systems, our park districts, and local governments, in addition to the economic outputs that we have as these employers contribute corporate income taxes, personal income taxes, and startup companies that attract capital to our state. So I'd like to thank, I guess, on Ed Seidel from the VP Eddy office and his whole team that helped support these activities, as well as numerous people across the University of Illinois system and the campus level leadership with Chancellor Jones and many offices like Corporate Relations, Career Services that are active partners in this. And of course, our students, as have been mentioned, that's the thing that we produce here on this campus that probably attracts the greatest interest of these companies that want to be a part of this incredible talent that we produce. And of course, faculty as well, that are often the leaders of these new startup companies that are doing groundbreaking things and help to attract capital to our community. So thanks for the structure. We're excited to look for our future. Ed McMillan, thank you. You work tirelessly and commit an awful lot of time and dedication to make this all possible, and we're grateful for your leadership.
Thank you.
Can I ask how many employees there are? We said we have 650 students working, you know, in partnership with some of these companies now. How many employees work in the research park?
So it's 2,000 employees, of which 650 are students.
Okay.
And those students are a combination of graduate students and undergraduate students.
So 1,350.
Correct.
Private sector employees.
There is a portion of that that's university, but it's about 90% private sector.
90%.
So roughly 1,200 employees that are private sector full-time jobs, of which have very high wages compared to the community. We also have indirect and induced jobs, so we know there's a total in combination that exceeds 3,000 jobs that have an impact on the community.
Great, thank you.
If I recall, I think it was just last year, we were recognized as the top university research park in the country, weren't we?
It's actually in 2011, so I'll say I've worked on this for 15 years. I did work after college, Trustee McMillan in Chicago for 5 years, and then had the pleasure of coming back and first working for the developer and then working for the university for the last 10 years. We won that award, and we were put into an Academy of Top Research Parks. That makes us one of only 20 in that said Academy of Outstanding Research Parks, and we're really proud to be part of that peer group. There are other emerging places around the country that are using us as a model, as Ed described, but we also looked at other successes as we built this. So our peers include places like Purdue and Wisconsin-Madison, and new parks that are developing at places like Nebraska and other Big Ten universities that are seeing this as an opportunity for their own communities.
Great success story. Yes.
Yeah, I would add one other thing that Ed talked about. We've got three external board members, Pat Daly, Rod Johnson, and Rick Stevens here. But one in particular is Pat Daly. Pat has been on the board for 15 years, I think, once we expanded it from just UIUC to the whole system. And I just give special recognition to Pat, developer in Chicago, alum, UIC alum, former chair of the Alumni Association, a great supporter of the university. Pat worked tirelessly in trying to help develop several things in the Chicago area. And we'd be remiss without thanking Pat for what he has done and what he continues to do. A great alum, a great tribute to UIC.
Thank you, Ed. Okay, Laura, Ed, thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you.